Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Davey Lopez. Batting second. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting third. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Eckersley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Eckersley. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Heap. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Mitchell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Ojeda. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Ojeda. And now, play ball. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lopez. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Lopez steals second. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Dunston reaches second base with a double. Lopez scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dunston moves to third. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dunston scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Durham reaches third base with a triple. Moreland goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Backman steals second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Backman scores. Hernandez moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hernandez tags and scores. Strawberry tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear bunts towards the mound. Ojeda fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley strikes out. Two outs. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dunston hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Backman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight strikes out. One out. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards first. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Ojeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ojeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. the Cubs will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear strikes out. One out. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley is 0 for 1 in the game. Eckersley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Lopez reaches third base with a triple. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dunston takes first base on ball 4. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell misplays the ball. That's an error on Mitchell. Lopez scores. Dunston moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Dunston moves to third. Sandberg moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to third. Heap moves to second. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. Heap moves to third. Knight moves to second. It's 6-3, Cubs. George Foster pinch hits for Rick Aguilera. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heap tags and scores. Knight tags and moves to third. One out. It's 6-4, Cubs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Knight scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 6-5, Cubs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Eckersley. Wilson moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisk covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Carter for a passed ball. Mumphrey moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mumphrey moves to third. Two outs. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley is 0-for-2 in the game. Eckersley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dunston strikes out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards short. Mitchell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heap takes first base on ball 4. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knight bunts towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knight for the out. Heap moves to second. One out. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Heap scores. It's Cubs, 6, Mets, 6. Barry Lyons pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Tim Teufel pinch hits for Wally Backman. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Teufel now playing second base. Randy Neiman now pitching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Carter and he is out, Teufel applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell misplays the ball. That's an error on Mitchell. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Mumphrey moves to second. Gary Matthews pinch hits for Guy Hoffman. Bruce Baranee now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Fontenot now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Strawberry strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baranee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heap for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spear fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Rafael Santana pinch hits for Bruce Baraney. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moreland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Martinez pinch runs for Jody Davis. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell fields it and throws to third for the out. Martinez scores. Mumphrey moves to second. One out. It's 8-6, Cubs. Ronce pinch hits for Ray Fontenot. Ronce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco spins and fires to second, and Mumphrey is picked off. Two outs. Ronce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Martinez now playing center field. Steve Lake now catching. Lee Smith now pitching. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spear juggles the ball. That's an error on Spear. Wilson moves to third. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Carter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Mets, 6. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.